Hi guys, and welcome to the second episode or second installment of the Joshua Carter podcast. And today we're just going to talk about a few quick points that maybe give you some Monday motivation going into your week. And not only that, give you some motivation to close out the month strong and to start May strong. So one thing I wanted to discuss is something that has kind of held me back, you know, through my progression and through my growing up, is that I never really set goals. I never really had deadlines. I just was kind of like floating through life and, you know, winging it. I saw a picture the other day on Instagram that said half of my life I've just been winging it. And I feel like a lot of us do that. And a lot of us do that because we may feel like life is supposed to be this easy roller coaster and we're entitled to things, right? Like you basically feel like you have a good job, you're in shape, you got a nice girlfriend, a boyfriend, and what else can life offer you? When we really don't know that, life can offer us whatever we want from it. You know, the universe and God and whatever higher power you believe in can give you what you want. If you want negativity in your life, if you want to be a stalemate in your life, that's exactly what will happen. And a lot of people fall into that category. A lot of people just become stagnant. You know, they come complacent with what they have, not knowing that they can obviously go better and do more. And it all starts with setting goals. It starts with setting goals, having a vision, and not only having a vision, but working for the vision, working to the goals that you set. Think about it like this. There's someone right now who's on your job who hates what they do. They don't really like their life. They are very not content. But what the problem is, they won't do anything about it. They're not going to see what they can explore. They're going to just float through life and just say, hey, you know what? These are the cards I've been dealt, and I'm not going to deal my hand back in. And I can tell you that because that person was me. I had worked my way up the ladder of this particular company, and throughout years of my life, my father, my mother, grandmother, everybody was telling me, you have to have some goals. You have to, you know, set things up for yourself to live past the moment. Don't just think for today, but think for your future. And I never really did that. I was just so caught up with, you know, the things that were going on around me. Not that things that were going on around me were negative, but they weren't empowering me. They weren't giving me the life of longevity of success that I could potentially have. And I was just going to work every day, coming home, watching TV, stressing out, being tired, being in, you know, bad moods. And it cost me a lot of things. It cost me my family, far as, you know, me and my daughter's mother, we separated, and because I wasn't emotionally there for her, because I wasn't emotionally there for myself. And I realized after losing my father, that he lived a fulfilled life. He goes off and, you know, he's going to live eternal life in heaven. And that's because he had goals. Every goal that he ever set, He knocked it off. Maybe it took a long time. It took a while to get there, but he knocked it off. And that's what he was just trying to tell me. And that's what I want you guys to take from this podcast today. Don't be complacent with what you have. Even if you feel like your life is grand, like your life is great. You got the best looking girlfriend, the best looking, you know, boyfriend. You live in a nice house, drive a nice car. You work a job that you love. But maybe you just like it a little bit. You're not getting challenged. You've become comfortable. Set goals to break those habits. Set goals to get more. If you got to that point, you can always go farther. You know, you didn't come this far to come this far. So you can go further. There's just as many days keep coming to you. Use those days to continue to progress and push through. There are going to be things that are going to happen to you that you might not even be prepared for. You can actually have stronger blessings come to you if you just do a little bit more work. And the first step to that, and this will be a series we'll continue, the first step to that is to set goals. And the goals that you set should be very hard, very challenging, because they're going to force you to do something. They're going to force you to get out of your comfort zone. If you're a lazy person and you know you're lazy, it's going to force you to become active. It's going to force you to maybe interact with people that you never have thought you would interact with. So keep that in mind. Start setting those goals this week, because you think about it. We've already 5 months into this year, 7 months away, we'll be celebrating 2016. So keep that in mind. As the years go, as the days go, as the months go, as the seconds go, as the minutes go, focus on the time you have in front of you and expand on it. Push it to the max. And everything, I guarantee you, everything will start to look up for you. So thanks for listening. Make sure you guys are subscribing and check out the website, joshuacarterllc.com. We have a lot of great content. Sign up for the free newsletter and you get a free ebook. What more can you ask for? Have a great day.